What is up, everybody? It's Drew, and it is time for the Daily Replay for Tuesday, September 3rd of 2019. The U.S. Open is still going strong, and we've had a couple of shocking results. Today, number one seed Naomi Osaka lost in the fourth round to 13th seeded Belinda Bencic of Switzerland. Osaka has been dealing with some injuries and was unable to practice some of her serve or move as much as she would have liked to cover the court. But Bencic played an incredibly clean game, and it would have been a tough one even with Osaka at 100%. It does end her title defense, but Osaka has clearly burst onto the scene, and I don't think she's going anywhere even after this fourth round exit. She will fall to number two in the world instead of the number one rank that she currently had after this loss, but I'm betting pretty soon she'll be right back up there in that number one spot. Then on the men's side, number one seed Novak Djokovic actually retired in the third of five sets versus Wawrinka. Had won the first two sets. Djokovic was clearly being outplayed, and then a shoulder injury was just limiting him further, and he knew that not only was he not going to win, but he was going to potentially do further damage to his shoulder, so he retired after the third game of the third set. He was met with some boos leaving the court from the folks who had paid for a ticket to see this event. But unfortunately, sometimes these are the kind of things that happen. These are people, they do have injuries. I don't think he's making it up. He's a pretty competitive guy, and he's not just gonna quit on a match that he knows he could potentially win unless there was a good reason for it. In the NFL, the most interesting news that has come out is that the Colts have signed Brian Hoyer as a backup quarterback, giving them their second Patriots quarterback on their roster. And then they also extended Jacoby Brissett with a two-year, $30 million deal. He was on the last year of his rookie deal this year, set to make just $2 million, but with him definitely the starter this year and quite possibly the starter next year, it made sense to at least give him a short-term deal like this to give them some control over his future as well as compensating him for the role that he is going to play. Brissett has shown that he is a very capable starter, and something tells me after this year, assuming he looks even pretty decent, they're going to be bringing on a much larger extension for him. Moving into college football, Jalen Hurts on Sunday night actually really got his chance to shine and show that Alabama may have made a mistake letting him go and replacing him as their starter. Making his first start for the Oklahoma Sooners, Jalen Hurts showed off what it was that made him such a talented quarterback and leader for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Didn't look much different, pretty similar color, but he played with a much sharper edge. He was much stronger and more decisive looking. It was quite a sight. He was 20 of 23 for 332 yards and three touchdowns passing the ball. He also carried the ball 16 times for 176 yards and three more touchdowns. Yes, he accounted for six touchdowns. That's crazy. Those are record-setting numbers in yardage and touchdowns at Oklahoma. And after the game, when being interviewed, Hurts actually said that he was a little disappointed in their performance and that he felt like as a team overall, there was a lot of things that they could do better. You know, they were going to celebrate their win, but they were going to immediately start reviewing film and look at what they can do to improve. He is a captain. You can see why he was given the captain's armband, as it were. He is out to make Oklahoma the best team that it could be. That's one of the things that I've always admired about this kid. He knows the game of football. He knows how to be a leader. I think he's going to be a very special player both this year for Oklahoma and with wherever he ends up next. Not so good news on the quarterback front for University of Southern Cal. USC lost their starting quarterback, QB JT Daniels, to a torn ACL and meniscus against Fresno State in their opener. JT Daniels showed some promise last year and was looking good for this year. And this just sucks. You just hate to see this for him. Luckily, with the new rules that the NCAA has, he will be able to redshirt this year since he only appeared in the one game. So he's not going to lose a year of his eligibility, so he can come back and compete and become the quarterback that we all know he can be. But it's still just a rough injury for the player and for the team, who now have a freshman as their starting quarterback. He had outplayed the redshirt sophomore and junior who are also on the roster. Moving into baseball, some interesting news. The Yankees were shut out today for the first time in 220 games. While it's never good to be shut out, boy, it's crazy to go 220 games without that happening. The last time it happened was in June of 2018. This year, it was Mike Minor showing up and shutting down the Yankees. Minor is having a resurgent season. Is looking very, very good. A lot of people thought he would actually end up at the Yankees at the trade deadline. Instead, he just made them regret not picking him up. And then a bit of good news in the baseball front. Bobby Cox, Hall of Fame manager for the Atlanta Braves and the Toronto Blue Jays, was able to make his return to SunTrust Park today after suffering a stroke on April 3rd. He has recovered feeling in his right side and the ability to speak. He was seen walking around on his own at SunTrust. It was kind of perfect because it was the Blue Jays and the Braves that were actually playing, so it was both of his teams. So it was a very fitting way for him to make his return, and everyone was very excited to see him there, back where he belongs, a very well-known face in the baseball world. That is it for today's Daily Replay. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.